Welcome to Tardi Mechanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Adina Schmidman. Be part of the Lech Kenos program. Programs running across the world. Create a group in your community and take part in a movement of unity and resilience. After October 7th, Shelly Shemtov and Margalit Peretz, two women from two different worlds, found strength, connection, and hope in each other. Their story reminds us of the power we have when we come together. Find out more and sign up at ouwomen.org/gathering25. And now for today's perek.
Welcome to Torah Timecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Hindi Mendelowitz. Today the perek we dip into is Perek Kuf Mem Dalid, chapter 144. This is a chapter composed by David, according to most of the Meforshim, after he returned victorious from battle. The Ibn Ezra, the Radak, apply this generally. The Midrash Shofar Tov applies this more specifically to the Perek sung by David after his very first, very famous victory against the giant Goliath. Whereas we perhaps recall and have reviewed again over the course of Sefer Tehillim, David was an unknown. He was an abandoned, rejected shepherd with no name in the world until Klal Yisrael were terrified by the giant Goliath, who stood and threatened them and desecrated HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name for 40 days. David stepped forward, again that shepherd, without a weapon, without armor, with a stone in his slingshot. And of course, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's help, was successful in felling this giant who had seemed to be such a terrible threat to Klal Yisrael. According to the Midrash Shofar Tov, Perek Kuf Mem Dalid, chapter 144, is the song that David sung after this astonishing victory. And to me, it's really very remarkable because many of us call out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the hole or from the place of fear or the place of desperation. And then when the good things come, when the Yeshua comes, many of us pat ourselves on the back and forget to sing. There's the very, very, I would say perhaps bad joke or bad story of the Jew driving along, probably Erev Pesach, trying to find a parking spot and muttering and mumbling with great fervor, God, 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 would you please find me a spot? I need a spot. Would you please find me a spot? One opens and he slides right in and he says, okay, God, I took care of this, got it covered. You don't have to worry anymore. And that's sometimes the pattern we fall into, where when things are hard, we cry. But when things go well, we tend to take the credit or forget to say thank you. This remarkable mizmon is the song of David, where again he returned as what we would call today the hero. And Klal Yisrael were singing songs about him. But the song that David sung is not of bravery, is not of triumph on the battlefield. The song that David sung is of gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to whom he gave the credit for what had become. And as such, it's a beautiful, beautiful mizmor, where we see it at the beginning of David's quote-unquote career as the warrior who would protect Klal Yisrael. And again, it's a theme that continues throughout his life, when as king, he was often in this position. And at every turn, when he enjoyed victory, when he enjoyed triumph, these are the words in various forms with which he takes that victory, takes that gvura, takes that gadlut, and turns the credit back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see this as we begin with Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. LeDavid, a song of David. Baruch Hashem Tzuri. Blessed is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I am not the hero, but blessed is God. Tzuri. Tzur is a rock. And throughout Tehillim, we find David alluding to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the rock, the image, the feeling being one of tremendous security, tremendous constancy, a refuge in which David could place his faith. Hamelamed yaday lakrav, etzbeosai lamilchama, who trains my hands for battle and my fingers for war. As the Me'am Loes points out, specifically in this battle with Goliath, there were no weapons. And so David speaks just about his bare hands and the stone. But throughout his career again as a warrior, even when technology advanced and he had more weapons on the battlefield, always it was Baruch Hashem Tzuri. And in Pasuk Bet, we find a list of the beautiful terms with which David begins here and continues throughout his life to refer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as his security. Chasdi, my benefactor. Umesudasi, my fortress. Misgabi, my stronghold. Umifaltili, the one who rescues me. Magini, my shield. Uvo chasisi, and I seek shelter in the security that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Harodeid ami sachtai, who subjugates the nation under me. Because of his success on the battlefield, Klal Yisrael were ready to humble themselves before the power of David and to willingly accept his rule. David now continues in Pasuk Gimel, verse 3. Hashem ma adam vateide'ehu, ben enosh vatechashveu. What is man that a Kadosh Baruch Hu you even recognize him? What is human who is frail that you give him any credit, that you even reckon him? And where this can be just the humility of David, not just the beautiful anava of David, in saying, who are we and what are we? Rav Hirsch does take this to a deeper dimension in explaining that this is David relating to the Yeshua that comes throughout, that hopefully comes often throughout our lives. In this case, there was this one where David says, in times of need, when there is a Yeshua, if we give credit to man, if it's a person-sized victory, it is small, because people are small. Adam lehevel dama, man is like a breath, like vapor. Yamav kitzel over, his days are like a passing shadow. And if we're giving credit to human beings for our victories, then by nature, they're limited, they're small. But, says David, we seek a Yeshua that is appropriate to the gadlut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which goes far, far beyond the limits of whatever a human being can pull off. As David says in Pasuk Hey, Hashem, hat shamecha v'sered, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bend your heavens and come down towards us. Ga beharim v'ye'eshanu, touch the mountains and they'll go up in smoke. These are God-sized victories. They are big, they are mighty. And we can't confuse them with anything wrought by humans. Brok barak usfitzem, flash a lightning bolt and scatter our enemies. Shlach chitzecha usuhumim, shoot your arrows and send them into panic and confusion. The Alshich points here to the imagery of the lightning bolt, where again we can imagine being lost in a very, very dark forest. Perhaps we can make this even more painful and uncomfortable. It's raining, and I'm wet, and I'm scared. And there's suddenly a flash of lightning. And in that instant, if I'm smart enough, I look around, and in that instant of clarity of light, I can see where is the sign that points to the exit. And even when it's dark again, I can make my way out. So says the Alshich, we live in days which are often dark, confusing. We don't always see Hashem's hand. So we talk about the doctor, or we talk about the diplomat, or we talk about the president, or we talk about the garbage man or the boss, the one who helped us. But then there are times such as described here, like a flash of lightning, where it is clear to us that there is no person who has helped us, but that our Yeshua came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Alshich, these are the times that are like a lightning bolt. There's a clarity. And wise are we if we hold on to those moments. And when it's dark, remember that we once saw that this was Yad Hashem. And as such, apply that always. It strengthens our emunah, it makes us stronger. Where we hold on to the times when we knew Hashem was holding our hand. And even when we don't feel it, we still feel the warmth. Pasuk Zayin, David says, as it happened till now, as it happened before that you saved me, here is a tefillah for the future. Shlach yadecha mimarom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, stretch out your hands from above. Pitzeni v'hatzileni mimayim rabim, miad b'nei nechal. Release me, rescue me from these very deep waters and from the hand of strangers. I've seen you do this in the past. Therefore, I can securely daven that you do it, extend this to me again in the future. Pasuk Chet, referring to these enemies. Asher pihem diber shav, it is fitting, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you lay them low, because their mouths speak falsehood and vanity, v'yiminam yamin shaker, and their right hand is one of falsehood. Continues David in Pasuk Tet, and when it happens that as you did before, in the future you save me again, Elokim, shir chadash ashir alach. As the Radak points out, shir chadash, time after time after time, when I will feel your hand lift me up, it will never get stale. I will never get bored. I will never take it for granted. But each time there will be a shir chadash. Again, I'll marvel. Again, I'll sing that I've been worthy, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of your salvation. A general rule for Sefer Tehillim is that when we find the masculine form of Shir Chadash, that always refers to the song to be sung in the future, B'Yomot HaMashiach. Shira Chadasha, in the feminine form, refers to the song sung B'Galut, in exile, in our day and age. So here David refers to a shir chadash, I will sing in the future. Again, the songs of today, as Rav Hirsch says, are songs of thanks, but mixed very often with elements that we don't wish for. David does not want to sing songs of victory in the battlefield. He doesn't want to be in the battlefield. While singing this song, David longingly hopes that he'll be able to sing that shir chadash, Ashir Elach, I'll sing you, Benevel Asor, on a 10-stringed musical instrument. The instrument with 10 strings, again, always refers to the song of the future, of the days of Mashiach. Azamr Elach, I'll sing to you. I don't want to sing songs of war, even when I'm the winner, says David. I would like to sing the songs of Geula, when the songs will be only of my service to you, songs of peace. Pasuk Yud. Songs to Hanosein Teshu'ah Lamlachim. Songs to the one who grants salvation to kings. Hapotze es David Avdo mecherev ra'ah. Who releases David, his servant, from the evil sword. And again, as you have in the past, will you continue to do so in the future? Pitzeni v'hatzileni miyad b'nei nechal. Asher pihem dibel shav v'yiminam yamin shaker. Save me in the future also from the hands of any enemies or any strangers who speak vanity and falsehood. David now, in the next few psukim, describes a very idyllic state. It's not necessarily clear immediately what is the state he's describing. Let's take this word by word and then understand what the message is. Pasuk Yud Bet, verse 12. Asher banenu kineti'im megudalim bin urehem. Our sons are like these very young plants that are nurtured from their youth. When they're nurtured from their youth, these saplings tend to then grow very straight and very strong. Binosenu, our daughters, kizaviot, are like the cornerstones. Mechutavos tavnis hechal, crafted in a palace. Referring to our daughters, where the cornerstone is the strongest part of a building, but it's the part that is not seen, that's behind the scenes. Our daughters are tsnuot. They are somewhat hidden, but they are the strength of their homes. Mizavenum le'im, mefikim izan elzan, our storehouses overflow to the very corners. Tzonenu ma'alifos, merubavos b'chutzosenu. Our sheep increase by the thousands, and our oxen are like myriads in the open spaces. Alufenu, excuse me, ma'alifos are our harvests, forgive me. Alufenu mesubalim, our sheep increase by the thousands. There is no defection, there is no outburst, there is no wailing in the streets. David here is speaking of this, again, idyllic state, where our children are healthy and go on the right path, where our storehouses are full, where there are no problems, where there's no disruption. And the question, of course, is, what is this era that David speaks of? So there are the Mefarshim who talk about this being the state we're in now in the days of David. There are Mefarshim who speak of this being a description of, again, the Yomot HaMashiach, as the Sforno takes it, as does Rav Hirsch. The Radak reconciles this beautifully. Says the Radak, see the blessed state that we Jews are in. This is only due to the bracha and to the chesed that you have shown us until now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we are in a state where our children grow strong and refined and with integrity stay to the path with which we have raised them. When our storehouses overflow, all this success on every level is only because you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, have granted it to us. And as such, we beg and we ask with a tefillah, says the Radak, that we should be zocha, that we should merit, that you protect the bracha you've given us until now and protect us from any further aggressors who would try to take this away. We finish beautifully with Pasuk Tetvav. Ashrei ha'am shekachalo. Praiseworthy is the nation who enjoys this sort of bracha. Ashrei ha'am shehashem elokav. As the Malbim and others point out, we are not praiseworthy because we enjoy this bounty, because we have refined children who follow in our path, because our storehouses overflow, because we're in a state of peace. All this success has worth, but that is not what makes us people who are Ashrei, who are fortunate. Rather, we are fortunate. Ashrei ha'am shehashem elokav. We are fortunate that success is something that links us, that turns us, that brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Taking the example of David in this particular mizmor, enjoying success, the Jew says, Ashrei ha'am shehashem elokav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this success comes from you. And through the success that you've given me, I hope to continue to sing to you and come closer to you. Blessed are we that through that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives to us, we can become closer to him. Thank you for studying the Ilei Nishmot, Helen Moskowitz and Fanny Lehman. Their legendary kindness supported hundreds of World War II Shevi Tapleta. Their profound connection to Tehillim is inspirational to this day. Sponsored by their grandchildren, Yitzchak and Barbie Lehman Siegel.